This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here in the Umpqua Valley. Another week of programs, a lot of things to talk about. We cover a lot of things around the Umpqua Valley and periodically get an update on all things agriculture and things happening with the Oregon State University Extension Service. And Jeff Pereira is in here, Extension Agent. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
So I guess, first of all, one of the things you pointed out is that this year is the 100th anniversary of a full-time OSU 4-H Extension Agent in Douglas County?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been here for a long time. Now, 4-H existed since 1915 here. It was actually founded here in Roseburg for Oregon, where we had the first club right down the street here at the Benson School. But then it was at that point with the school district. And in 1926, OSU stepped up as Oregon Agricultural College at that time, Extension Service. And we got our first full-time 4-H. So that marks this year 100 years of dedication to that program.
And I can't believe 4-H started 111 years ago. Now, is this the first program in the state or just starting here?
It was between here and Clackamas. They were developed together, and now Clackamas is our largest, most fundamental program in the state. But Douglas comes in there at the top as well.
And ironically, not far from our building, not everybody even knows what Benson School is, but one of the former schools that's now actually kind of an apartment complex just off of Diamond Lake Boulevard.
Yeah, exactly. So it's right down the street from our current office, too.
Well, so that's amazing to think about how long this has been going on. And when you look at that and you think about Extension and the impact it has had on people's lives for, I mean, so many decades.
Oh, absolutely. We've been here since World War I as part of the agricultural systems. We have been probably taught thousands upon thousands of kids, both in the agricultural 4-H world, as well as for forestry and in the schools for nutrition, too.
And, I mean, of course, the programs have evolved and changed and shifted over the years. But, I mean, you had master gardeners going way back and other things as well that really made a difference for people. And, of course, we started out a lot more agriculturally based than we are now.
Oh, absolutely. We used to be all turkeys and broccoli back in that time. But now no one really grows broccoli and no one really grows turkeys, but we still have sheep. Sheep is huge here.
Why do we not grow turkeys or have broccoli?
Broccoli still really grows great. Obviously, we have turkeys everywhere, but the transportation of those to get them to big cities, those mountains are just hard. So over the course of the last, 50 years, all of that production's moved to the Midwest.
Wow, that's amazing. And of course, even out in Oakland, you've got the building that was called Turkey Hall at one point. That was the big deal because the turkeys were so big then. And unless you have a job like yours, or you've got a lot of decades under your belt, which means you've had a lot of decades under your belt, you probably don't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. We used to actually have the Northwest Turkey Show out in Oakland. It was the largest turkey show in the world. We would host people from Washington, Utah, all around and bring their live turkeys right here to Oakland and then to Roseburg when we moved it here. So we have a long legacy there.
Wow. A lot of things people didn't probably know. So let's talk about some of the things you've got coming up. I know there's a lot of things going on. One of the first things on the list was a Farm Direct marketing workshop happening in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of rules and regulations around what people can sell. Obviously, we want to have safe products available. And so for farmers market vendors, people who are growing in their homestead or on their farms, they should know the rules before they start taking them to market. But there are lots of things you can take without a license when you are a small producer. So we have this class to help people understand what they can and can't sell, as well as maybe add some money to their coffers.
Well, and these, selling direct has become, especially maybe since the pandemic, become a lot bigger deal.
Oh, absolutely. People really need to make money, and offering them directly, especially through places like Facebook Marketplace, those rules still apply no matter what venue you're in. So it's important to learn those rules.
All right. And again, that's coming up on the 23rd. What time of day?
That's in the afternoon. I believe it's at 5:30. It's still time to register.
All right. And of course, for any of the things we're talking about, people can just call the Extension office. What's the number?
It's a 541-672-4461.
And what's your website?
It is Beavs, BEAV.ES/DCX.
I guess we'll allow you to say that on a Oregon Duck station, but okay. Coming up as well, Weekend Warriors Gardening Course, that is in February as people start to really get towards spring gardening. Tell us about that one.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It is one of our main pieces of education is at-home horticulture. And we know that most people cannot come in for our Master Gardener course during the week. So this gives the people the opportunity to learn about gardening on the weekends. So we're going to be doing a class every other Saturday starting February 7th, just in the mornings from 8 to noon. The class is going to go over pretty much anything you would ever want to know about gardening, as well as gets you connected to other people who want to do the same.
And where's it going to be held at?
It's going to be at our Extension office. And then at the end, we're going to do a beautification project in the community, most likely at the fairgrounds.
Wow. Okay. And now, is there a cost for doing this?
There is a cost. It is $100 per person. That gets you all 6 weeks. Or if you do it as a couple, it's $175, saving you $25.
All right. And now, freeze drying, if you don't do it correctly, it's like a big waste of time.
It's a big waste of time, a waste of money, and a waste of food.
So you've got a workshop so you can explain how to do it correctly and be successful. Talk about that.
Yeah, so our Master Food Preservers just got a new freeze dryer, and they want to teach everybody how to use it. So we have some experienced volunteers who really want to share their knowledge with the community. So we'll be doing that workshop and many more to come. This one's coming up next month, and registration is open.
And what's the advantage of freeze drying?
Well, freeze drying lets you preserve food for way longer. It makes shelf-stable products that last because there's no water in it. They last a lot longer than canned goods or even what you can make in a dehydrator.
All right. So that's, and again, that's going to be on February 13th, right?
Exactly, yes.
All right. And now here's the big one, the Spring into Gardening Conference out of the college. Go in depth on that.
Oh, absolutely. This will be one of our main annual programs for gardening knowledge. It is going to be a full day of learning. You'll get an opportunity to go to four different sessions throughout the day. Each session has four topics to choose from, anything from starting seeds to grafting apples, all kinds of things that people may want to learn. And so you get to choose out of those different topics. We also have a keynote speech at the beginning all about compost.
And who's doing that one?
That would be Logan Bennett, our small farms coordinator.
And now for this event, again, you've got to sign up. What's the cost for this?
This one is $40. There's some extra costs associated. We're offering a lunch catered by Jackson Street Provisions. That's an extra fee. And then various classes come with some extra fees. But the base price is $40. And we do have scholarships available.
And again, this is at the college. What area out there? UCC?
It's at the nursing building.
All right, so that is going on, and boy, this time of year, I mean, I was just thinking yesterday, well, right now, later this week, we've got warmer weather coming in. There's a plus minus if you like warmer weather, but we don't have the snowpack right now, so that's got some people concerned. But people are already starting to almost think a little bit into spring.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a trick here. We are in an unusually warm weather pattern at the moment. I mean, it's nice and sunny outside right now, but that is no reason to start your vegetable garden planning at this very moment. Well, you can plan, I guess, but don't start any seeds quite yet of your annual tomatoes and peppers. You really don't have to start those too far in advance. And the longer you do, the harder they are to keep alive.
All right, we're going to talk more when we come back. Jeff Perriere from the Oregon State University Extension Service, the interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245, News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240, KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1 o'clock, getting an update on all things agriculture, and Jeff Perriere from the Oregon State University Extension Service in here. Now, what do you normally do day-to-day with Extension?
Oh, well, I have my hand in just about every pot. We have so many programs here in Douglas County. We have our forestry program. We have our small farms and master gardener program. We have our nutrition education. So there's a lot of stuff going on all the day, and I'm there every day to help support all those programs.
So kind of like an administrative person.
Yes, yes.
All right, keeping track of everything. Now, give us an update. I know there were some issues, and this is a component of the bigger program, I think, of the SNAP Ed National Funding. Talk about that.
Yeah, so as part of the SNAP program, so formerly known as food stamps, there is an education component of that, and OSU was in charge of educating for that thing. And so basically we have used to have an educator in every county that would go and teach elementary age school students how to eat healthy. They would bring them food to taste and, you know, make an effect so that when they were thinking about buying food, they would buy healthy options.
And that went away, though.
It did. With the recent cuts in SNAP funding, SNAP Ed was cut completely out of the national budget. And so here at Oregon State, we've had many of our colleagues leave because their positions were no longer funded through that national funding. However, here in Douglas County, we had the financial support of the Mercy Health Foundation, and they actually are the ones that have kept our program here in Douglas County going.
So what do you think about the difference that makes, and really, in some ways, it really ties in with the Mercy Foundation, because if you're not eating as good, you're going to have more health issues, et cetera.
Exactly, exactly. And Mercy Foundation is very much focused on making sure that residents of Douglas County are fed. We've done a few different things with them, ensuring that that mission is kept. And here with our two nutrition educators, they go out to every elementary school in Douglas County and maintain bulletin boards on a monthly basis that call out various Oregon agricultural crops that they can eat to be healthy, like beets. They also take lots of fun, tasty recipes that are easy to create for kids, and they get to taste those.
And so for this year, you're good for doing it here. And what about the future?
Well, in the future, we do hope that the Mercy Foundation is going to continue their support. And then we also have lots of stuff coming up as well for adults in the same realm. And so there's a bright future for us here in Douglas County with the support of our residents through our tax service district. We're always looking for more volunteers to help with that.
All right. Now, let's talk about some of the other things coming up. The Master Food Preservers training course.
Oh, yes. The Master Food Preservers, another master program that we have at OSU, teaches the fundamentals of safe food preservation, mainly through water bath canning, pressure canning, and dehydration. Obviously, we've added in freeze drying recently, but this is a course over the couple months where people will learn how to safely do that, as well as safely educate the public in how to safely preserve at home. And it's a wonderful program. We have about 30 active volunteers here, so we're always looking to add more. And volunteers generally work around the community helping people understand food safety.
So for canning and the other methods, I mean, obviously these take some work and some effort, but if people have food available at a certain point of the year and they can utilize this, certainly can help with the pocketbook.
Oh, absolutely. You can save so much money by preserving at home when the crops are bountiful, yes.
And so especially good for people that have got their own garden or maybe access to or maybe just go out and purchase it somewhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Most of the recipes are in small batches. You usually don't need to have a whole farm to produce a good recipe.
All right, let's see. 4-H enrollment, talk about that.
Oh, we're always wanting to expand on our 4-H. We have open enrollment right now through May 1st. If anybody is interested in joining a club, we have dozens of clubs here. We also are looking for adult volunteers to help as well. But you can enroll as ages 9 to 19 through May 1st for involvement in a club. However, our animal livestock auctions coming up do have shorter deadlines, so you need to contact our office soon.
So if you were enrolling in the spring, then that's for taking part next fall?
It is for this school year. Most of our projects are culminating at the fair. So you'll go to the exhibit building out of the fair. You'll see a lot of projects from our students, as well as out in the barns. You'll see a lot of animals. And so there's all kinds of options, from robotics to knitting, horticulture, growing plants, all kinds of stuff that kids can do to learn.
And I can't believe I'm saying these words in January, lamb show.
Oh, lamb show. Lamb show is something we're looking forward to so much, because it is something we've been doing since 1920. This will be somewhere around our 100th lamb show. It's had different iterations, different names throughout the years. It actually used to take place right on this same street we're on right now, back before Diamond Lake Boulevard was a thing. But sheep, like I was saying earlier, is a very important crop for us here, both for the wool and the meat. And so we want to continue that legacy by getting the kids involved.
So tell me about this. You said it was used to happen right here.
Yes, there used to be a processing plant in the middle of this Odell Street that we are on. And it was the broccoli processors, and then it was the ram processors, and now it doesn't exist. It's a parking lot.
Wow. It's amazing. Well, it's amazing that you're much younger than me, and yet you know these history things that I've not heard before.
Oh, well, you know, it's my job to keep the legacy going, and learning the history is the number one way to do that.
All right. A lot to learn with Extension. Got a couple minutes left. What are some of the other things? I guess, for instance, if somebody is not necessarily agriculture-focused, but they want to learn, but they also don't want to walk into any of these things and feel like they're the person with the least amount of knowledge in the room.
Well, that is kind of our main person that we're looking for. We are not looking for experts. We're looking for people who want to learn. For the most part, our programming is geared towards adults who are just looking to improve their life through learning about different ways of working around the home, mostly. We've been doing home education since the beginning as well with our Master Food Preservers. So there's lots of opportunities, and we don't have any applications for most of our programming. Our stuff is for the people, and so anybody curious can come down to our office Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and learn more about what we do.
How long have you worked for Extension?
I've been with Extension as a volunteer for 14 years, and then I've recently joined a couple years ago as a full-time staff.
And what got you interested in all this?
Oh, I'm a homesteader type guy. I like to do gardening at home. I like to do home preservation. I like to do it myself. And so Extension is a place where you can learn how to do that, as well as share it with other people.
Now, did you come from an agriculture type background in your family?
Not really, no. No, it's just something that came to me, and I really enjoyed it. And, the OSU Extension Service has been very welcoming, both with its volunteers and its staff, since the beginning. And they're all friendly people, and they just want you to be around.
And what got you interested in actually going from being a volunteer to being on the staff?
Oh, well, it's definitely something where, as a volunteer, you get to help the mission, and then as a staff member, you get to drive the mission. And so I really do feel strongly that Extension here in Douglas County does a really great service for the community, and being a part of that even more closely is very meaningful to me.
We had a big list of things here that we've kind of gone through over the last 25 minutes or so. If people want to find out about any of them, is most of this already on the web, or does it sometimes it's not up as much until it's a little closer to the event, right?
Oh, no. Everything is up available. The easiest way is to check us up on Facebook. We post everything. We post all kinds of stuff. So subscribe to us on Facebook, as well as through our website, which is a really long URL. But if you just were to search OSU Extension Douglas County, we'd be the first thing to pop up.
And then what's the phone number at the office?
It is 541-672-4461.
All right, Jeff Perrier from the Oregon State University Extension Service. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.